CFM. Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
6:05 for your Tuesday morning.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, cruising through this week. You as excited about this US eclipse as me?
Nah, not really.
I get weirdly excited about this sort of stuff. I've been looking it up for the last half an hour.
Couldn't care less, to be honest.
You want some eclipse facts?
Not really, but you're going to give them to me anyway.
What have I written down here? It's happening at the moment. I'm getting, you know, Brad Blanks, who lives in the States, does a lot of Hamish and Andy work. He's going to come on our show a bit later and tell us if it was amazing.
I can't wait.
Lasted a minute, apparently. but the moon is covering the sun, Bree, across 13 states in America.
Oh, so it's not every state.
It's coast to coast.
Coast to coast.
Yeah, coast to coast.
How many states in America go?
A lot. do you, producer Rach?
50.
I was going to say 52.
So did I.
But you lived there for a year.
True. So that's unfair then.
1918 was the last eclipse coast to coast. That's a long time ago. 1918, Brie.
I love how easily you're hooked in.
1979, an eclipse was reached in 5 states. This is rare stuff, mate. Get excited about the eclipse. Get excited.
What happened? I missed it.
What are you excited about today? If it's not the eclipse, what are you excited about?
I'm excited about, we missed it yesterday, I can't believe.
What?
We missed it. The biggest concert tour ever coming to Australia.
Who is it?
Do you know who it is?
No, I actually don't know who it is. Maybe if you tell me I know who it is, but I don't know who it is right now.
John Farnham.
Oh, and Daryl Braithwaite.
Oh, I did see that. Come on, that's what I'm excited about.
Hey, they better do a medley together of The Voice and Horses.
Can you imagine a mashup, a DJ mashup?
Can they get out there and do that together?
Probably.
Surely they've thought of that. That's exciting.
That's massive. Can you imagine? That's like two Aussie icons just kicking around.
It is kind of like the eclipse because...
How?
Well, they haven't toured since 1918, which is just like the last eclipse.
And they've only got 2 songs, so the whole thing will last about a couple of minutes.
Oh, come on. Johnny Farnham's got more. Johnny Farnham's got
them.
A few.
Yeah, well, Dale Braithwaite probably not so much, but
no, that is exciting. I'll go see that.
Yeah, same here. It's coming here.
Where?
Mount Penang Parklands.
Oh, Mount Penang.
Sign me up. I'm going to that.
100%. Who's got the tickets? Don't tell me one of the other boring stations, do they?
Oh,
they're not too bad. I thought
next
you meant.
Door.
Oh, okay.
That's all right then.
That's all right.
We'll steal some.
That's all right because we can maybe get a couple.
Literally. We will have tickets on this show.
Oh, to give away?
Yeah.
That we're going to steal from 2GO?
Yes. I'm willing to put my hand up for the people to do that.
Can we get some Lionel Richie tickets as well?
That I've already tried. That's hard. They've got them under lockdown in there.
Well, we'll do our best for you. We'll do our best. We've got Tradie v Lady to get to next. 13, 12, 16. If you want to play, we need a tradie and a lady. And I've got more eclipse facts to come on the show, Bree. Do you want to know when the next eclipse is?
Get out now, guys. Get out now while you still can.
2024. When Farnham and the other guy won't be around anymore,
it's not even that far. It's a lot.
Daryl Braithwaite. Those guys.
Oh, wow.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
So I got a text message after the show yesterday from my fiancée, Jamie, and all it says is, what the F is this? And I thought, you know when you get pulled over by the cops and you've done nothing wrong, but all of a sudden you're thinking, oh, man. I'm done here. Like, don't even know what it is, but I'm done.
It's over.
I'm finished.
Shouldn't have left those undies in the bathroom.
Whose undies? Mine.
Yours. That's what I'm assuming. I'm just guessing what it is.
It'd be someone else's undies that would get me in more trouble.
Not after what you did in yours.
So I look at the picture that Jamie sent me, and I'm just going to pass you over the picture. Top right-hand corner, just read out the total dollar amount.
Total due, $908. Is this your electricity bill? Because mine's nearly that much. What is that for?
I don't know. So I'm like, $908? What do I owe? It's massive.
Big fine, if it's a fine.
So I race home to find out what it is. And apparently, how long have we been here now? Almost 2 years?
Nearly 2 years at the end of this year.
This is a fine from Brisbane, from when we lived in Brisbane 2 years ago, for some tolls. that have accumulated up to almost $1,000.
You were already having dramas with the tolls. But I thought you sorted that out.
This is what I said. I said, because when I changed my license over to New South Wales, they said, look, you need to sort these tolls out before you can change it over. We can't do that until that's done. So, okay, I paid some $500 amount.
Because that's what I remember. You were like, and then you tried to contest it and they said no.
Exactly.
And so you ended up paying that.
Yeah, so I paid the $500 just to get it sorted. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to go to court. They always say, you have to go to court. Who's doing that?
You probably get out of it, but that's annoying.
But it's going to cost you more in court fees. So to find this out, $908 yesterday after I thought I already sorted it out, I don't know. I mean, I called them and they said I had to call someone else and then they said I had to call someone else and they said they would drop these extra fees that were put on. So it brings it down from like $908 to $500 and something.
But you already paid it.
This is why I don't know.
So you didn't get to the bottom of it?
Not yesterday. I ended up just scrunching that thing up out of fury. I was like, oh, that's it. And I'll deal with that later.
Those people make so much money.
Don't they?
Go via and all those. Yep. What's it here? What's it called here in New South Wales?
E-tags.
E-tag tolls.
Yeah, because up in Queensland it's called Go Via, but they're all owned by the same people.
Yeah, but they're all different sort of sections that you need to... So maybe you've sorted it out with one section, but maybe not the other one. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So you've got to find all these... It's just very they make it confusing so
On purpose. So you end up just paying it.
Yeah, and they make the extra money.
Oh, 100%.
So when I see something like that, I always think... You know, okay, well, that's cool. I'm working the next week for free. Mm-hmm. So even walking in here this morning, I'm like, oh, great. This is pretty much going straight to them, not to me, because I'm pretty much handing
pretty
it straight
much.
Over.
One of my mates, she has gotten fines for Go Via and parking fines, all like, you know, that are in the same realm. She just doesn't pay them. And she says she never will.
You can end up, if you buy a house, they can sell your house. They can't do that?
No, they can't.
What about take your car?
No.
Can they put you in jail?
No, because they're under a different law. Well, this is what she tells me. I'm not sure. This is what she's banking on. She's looked into it and she says it's like under some different law. So it hasn't even, because she got a loan out for, this would have been a couple of years ago. She got a loan for a house. Didn't implicate that.
Because I thought it goes against your credit rating and then you can't borrow money and that sort of stuff.
Well, that's what I thought too, but she said she's gotten around it.
She's going to be one of those future stories that we read where some girl has racked up $30,000 in unpaid tolls and fines.
Probably more.
More than 30?
Because if you leave those, they just accumulate more and more and more. That's what they do to you. It's pretty much like a hex debt.
Yeah, it just keeps going up and up.
The government just call it a hex debt and they say that they're doing you a favour, but it's pretty much the same thing.
Well, these have been going to my old address in Brisbane, so I question who's living there. You know, they're probably going through my mail every day going, ooh, this guy is screwed.
Are you someone, if you were living in a place and you were getting letters like that, do you try and get in contact or you just say, not my problem?
I just go, yeah, not my name. And then I think I take it upstairs and leave it on. I think I've got a pile on my table of the people that used to live in my house.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Because my brother messaged me because he still lives in the place I used to live in.
Yeah.
And he messaged me the other day. He's like, can you sort out your damn bank records? And you're due for a pap smear. I was like, thanks very much.
Brother.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
We're a family here at the Bree and Gaundy Show. And I like to protect our family and everyone listening by bringing to them the latest scam. I don't know if you've seen this on Facebook, but I definitely clicked on it.
Oh, so you think you might be infected?
No, I won't be, but people who are entering their details into the latest scam that's running on Facebook by Qantas, well, it's not by Qantas, but Qantas is involved. It will say on Facebook, it says that they're offering business class tickets to Facebook users as a part of their 97th anniversary.
I've seen these a few times. They pop up from airlines and they say if you share it. But I always just thought it was a way of maybe Qantas to get people to share it. So it's a bit of advertising. So
it's like you're nearly falling for it.
No, I never do it. Only because I've never met anyone that's actually got the flights. Like if someone said to me, I shared it and then it was great. But I've never come across anyone like that.
Yeah, so it's all a part of a scam. It's the latest scam that's sweeping Facebook. And there's people that are messaging Qantas. And Qantas have replied and they said that this is a scam. Any genuine competitions are always run by our official Qantas page, which can be identified by the verification tick, that blue tick.
Right.
That's on the page.
Because I've seen some people share it. Have you seen people share yours?
I've seen heaps of people share it.
Yeah, I have too. I
lots of people have been sharing it.
What are you doing?
You didn't at any point click on it and be like, oh.
Nah, didn't click on it at all.
Might be something good.
But so, okay, so you don't even have to share it. You just got to click on it to get possibly scammed.
No, I don't think so. I think you have to put your details and stuff in. And once you put your details in, that's when, yeah.
Oh, so it says what? Put your bank details and you might receive this gift.
I want to click on it to look, but now I'm scared.
I think you'd be right if you just click on it.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Yeah, go on, click on it.
No, you click on it.
I'm not on it. Okay. If I had it here, I'd click on it. Where do I find it?
If you go to Facebook and you type in Qantas business class tickets, it should come up.
Qantas.
And the website, for anyone listening, if you're worried, is www.qantas/ticket.com.
Okay, here we go. Qantas business. Oh, there's one of my friends. Who shared it?
Who shared it?
Old school friend, Ebony O'Brien.
Oh, no. Yeah. You should message her and let her know.
She's got some comments on there. Cam St. Clair from here shared it.
No!
Oh, that's an old one from 2009.
I was going to say, there's a few others on there.
He's safe. Oh, there's the link. 2 free business classes.
Go and click on it. Do it. You won't.
Not right now.
I love how scared we are.
All right, fine. I clicked it.
You clicked on it. It says to enter details, doesn't it?
I clicked on it. This is some of the comments said this is undoubtedly a scam. But I click on it anyway. It says I can't connect.
Oh, really?
Oh, and it also says you are screwed. We have all your details. I'm going to turn my phone off. This is what I always do.
A text, I believe, is coming through.
From?
Mama Di.
Mama Di's on the text. What does she want?
Mama Di text.
Morning.
How savvy has my mum got in the last couple of years?
What's
she goes,
saying?
No, don't open it. It opens the porthole. How does she even know what that word is?
I just opened the porthole and now I'm worried.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song.
No hesitating.
You only get 1 second. 1 second.
All right, 20 seconds on the clock. As many songs as you can get through. 1 second of each song.
Yes, no more than 1 second of the song. And you need to be able to tell the artist or the title of the song.
Say that I'm good at the game.
You're okay. You're just better than me.
Oh, mate, I call you the master of the movie by a guessing game and you can't even bring yourself to say I'm all right at this game.
I just said
you're
better than
okay.
me. Well, you don't take on anyone else. You should take on some other people.
Okay.
Because that's when you can say you're great.
You want to bow out?
Probably.
Okay. Who we got? Who we playing for?
Gaunda, you're playing for Brad in Wombril and Bree, you're playing for Jess in Narara.
Sorry, Jess.
Sorry, Jess. I don't want to talk it up and then the secret, the book, The Secret, we've talked about it this week. Positive thinking. I'm going to win, Brad. Hold tight, mate.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, Gaunda.
All right, mate.
All right,
tight.
Brad.
So who's
all
leaving?
Right.
I'm leaving?
You're out.
Right. This week, my turn Bree. First, is it?
Bree is first. Yep, here we go. Okay, so 20 seconds on the clock, 1 second of each song. You can name, if it's a collaboration, I'll allow you to name either artist that's in it.
Okay. Come on, Rach, help me out here.
No.
I had a good round 2 weeks ago.
You did, but Gaunda wasn't here then, so.
Oh, so it doesn't even count.
In. Are you ready? Right. You're good?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, in 3, 2.
Moby?
Nope.
Pass. 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 Like a G6.
Yep.
Right about now.
Freestylers?
Nope.
Moby.
Nope.
Pass. Dizzy Rascal?
Nope.
I Love This City?
Nope.
Put Your Hands Up for Detroit?
Yes. Oh. I'll give you that one. Freezer, that wasn't your best.
It's never my best.
You've actually been all right in this game. You got 2.
You pick crap songs.
Sorry, mate. I can't pick all the hits all the time.
We can at CFM. We play all the
he's
hits.
He's come in, really? Who are you, Rocky?
You know when grandmas punch? That's what Gaunda looks like when he punches.
I'd knock out a grandma.
Oh.
I can't hear anything over here again. You're sabotaging me.
We're not.
You need to put it in the mic slot.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, Gordy.
Okay.
No wonder you can't hear anything.
You're sabotaging yourself.
I'm not normally on this side of the
desk. Is that better?
Yeah, I'm good. This is awesome, actually. Okay.
All right.
How'd she go?
Not telling.
Okay.
In three, two.
Calvin Harris.
Nope.
Pass. Oh, damn. Pass. Damn it. In Mexico. Fallout Boy.
Yep.
Like a blizzard.
Nope.
G6, like a G6.
Yep.
Right about now.
Poncho Brother. Fatboy Slim.
You got Fatboy Slim. And that was it. You only got to five then.
Do I get another one?
No. The time is out. You get 20 seconds.
Oh, that second one was like half a second of the song.
It was 1 second. You can come and look at the button if you want. It says 1 second on
Who
it.
Who won? Who did what?
Doesn't matter. You won anyway. Cool.
They were tough.
They were tough. Jeez,
tough?
I didn't lose by much, did I?
No, you only lost by one. Gordy got three. Bree got two.
Win's a win.
But it does mean that Brad in Wombril has won this morning.
All right, way to go,
Coindy. Too easy,
mate. Yeah, Coindy. Nice work, mate.
Yeah, Coindy. What were they? Just bust through them real quick.
Okay,
I'm interested.
Really quickly. Bueno. Here we go. So,
Coindy.
Example, oh, change the way you kiss
isn't
me.
Isn't that with Calvin Harris?
Nah.
Okay.
It's just example. Yeah. That was Faith Hill.
I love
Hill.
How you still question Rage, even though she knows.
That was Faith Hill's Wouldn't This Kiss. It. Fall Out Boy, yeah. Which was I Don't Care.
Which ones did you get?
This one.
That one.
Far East Movement Like a G6.
Right about now.
Fat Boy Slim.
Yeah. Oh, no,
Put Your Hands
one.
Up for Detroit. Ah. Fetty LeGrand.
That was
and
it.
I think that was all we got to, yeah.
That's all we got to.
Okay. Oh, good game. No.
Oh, I love that game.
Look, you can give Dad the gift of movies this Father's Day with Event Cinema's gift cards just hooked up with tickets to Ryan Reynolds' latest flick. Hitman's Bodyguard in cinemas August 31st. It's Bree and Quandy. Cool the Quando.
Quandy. Quandy. Nice work, Quandy.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
He's quickly becoming known as Australia's most outspoken, social media savvy and 21st century priest. It's Father Rod Bower from the Anglican Parish of Gosford. Morning, Rod.
Hello, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome back on the show.
Thank you.
So we're just reading your latest billboard, which you've got up at the front of the church, and it says, register now and vote yes for marriage equality.
Yes, vote yes, register, get in order to change your address if you haven't changed your address, and when the postal survey comes, vote yes.
You know what, Father? It's people like you who give me faith in humanity, and I read something on the Facebook page, which can I say nearly has 50,000 likes at the moment and millions of hits. It's actually amazing. The Anglican Parish of Gosford Facebook page is where you find it. And you wrote, I write to confirm that I will be voting yes to marriage equality. Marriage equality is an issue of justice, and we can all support this issue without denying our personal faith.
I think even if you hold the view from a religious perspective or a political perspective that marriage is between a man and a woman, that's the traditional view of marriage, that, you know, which many people hold, I think you can still hold that view and still vote yes because it doesn't affect your marriage or your view of your personal view of marriage. But I think people ought to be able to sort of vote yes for it because we don't really want our personal views necessarily to deny someone else's human rights. So I think you can hold that view and still vote yes.
What's it been like amongst the people of the church, Father Rod Bower? Have you had a bit of positive, a bit of negative? What's it been like?
My parish reflects society as a whole, so there are different views, and there are certainly some of our folk that would hold the traditional view of marriage. But I think most of our people overwhelmingly would say, well, that's okay, but I don't want to deny other people's human rights. And that would be the majority view of our community.
And I think that's a misconception that's going around probably the public at the moment is that everyone who's religious is against marriage equality. I don't think that's the case. And obviously this is a very good representation of that.
Well, I think 54% of people who identify as Christians do actually support marriage equality. So, it's a small majority, but it is a majority of Christians support marriage equality. And I think we found this in the Irish referendum as well. I mean, Irish, Ireland is a very Catholic country. Mm-hmm. And but overwhelmingly, people voted yes for marriage equality in Ireland. And even though some of the bishops and religious leaders had spoken very clearly against the referendum, people were listening more to their consciences than they were to their religious leaders.
Gotcha.
It's such a crazy law when you think about it right now that we're discussing this in 2017. I think back to when women couldn't vote. And, you know, that happened in New South Wales in 1902. I mean, how crazy does that sound that women can't vote? I kind of put this up there with two people can't get married, yet we still debate this back and forth like it's like it is back in the 18th century.
Yeah, it seems to be just one of the little parts of the evolution of our society that just doesn't seem to have been able to catch up. And I think the debate is showing us why that is, that there is a section of our community that just don't kind of be able to look at gay, lesbian and transgender people and say, hey, you guys are human just like me and you ought to have the same rights as I've got.
Because isn't it in the Bible that God accepts everyone? He created everyone on this earth. And if someone is religious, shouldn't they love and accept everyone for who they are?
Certainly, I mean, the scriptures tell us that, you know, everyone is created in the divine image, which means there is something unique and of infinite value about every human being. And therefore, our rights are really important, because when we deny someone else's human rights, then what we're really doing is seeking to diminish them in some way as a human being, and from a theological perspective, we're diminishing the image of God in them, and that just can't be right on in any way.
Well, Father Rod from the Brian Gaundy Show, we love your stance on this, mate. And can I quickly ask, do you believe in psychics?
Well, that's a very good question. We live in a profoundly mysterious universe, don't we?
We do. It's just we've got one on our show, psychic Philippa Lee, and she predicted that marriage equality will be a thing in 2017. And when she said that to us last year, we went, oof.
I don't think
so. Not that soon, but she might be onto something, Father Rod.
She could be onto something. Well, at least I hope she's right, mate.
Well, there you go.
Well, let's hope so, because I guess at the end of the day,
yes,
people are allowed to have their religious beliefs, and I'm totally for that. And that's, you know, having their own rights, and everyone can believe what they want to believe. Mm. But it comes down to, at the end of the day, that there's people in this country who get married that aren't religious.
Yep.
So why should that come into it when I guess,
And one of the things we're actually talking about is civil marriage.
Yes.
And there is a difference between, you know, a Christian or a Buddhist or Hindu or a Muslim idea of marriage, and what we're talking about, civil marriage. And all that we're asking for is that the legislation, our state legislation, is broad enough to encompass all kinds of marriage that are between two consenting adults.
Let people be who they want to be.
Exactly.
That's what
right.
We're all
it's
about.
So great to get your perspective, Father Rod Bower from the Anglican Parish of Gosford.
You're a legend, mate. Thanks for joining us again on the show.
Thanks, get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Something really upset me yesterday that I saw that was doing the rounds on Facebook. And we just had Father Rod Bower on from the Gosford Anglican Church, who is for gay marriage and for marriage equality. And he's an amazing person, and he believes that everyone deserves the same rights. And
Richard called the show as well and said, most of the stuff you guys do is rubbish, but that was great. You got a brain in there. Is that a compliment or not?
Yeah, well,
thanks,
Richard said that, you know, his kids listen to the show and he feels like it's important. Obviously, we have a voice and we have a platform to use that. And it's something that I feel pretty strongly about, and something that really saddened me yesterday was, obviously, this postal plebiscite at the moment is going ahead, and you've got 2 days to register, which you need to get into, get in and do that, aec.gov.au. But it was a poster that is a part of the No campaign for the marriage equality debate, and it was absolutely horrific.
Popped up in Melbourne, right?
Yeah, so the poster popped up in Melbourne, and I don't even want to talk about what was on the poster, which I'm sure a lot of people listening probably would have seen it. There was a lot of misconceptions, statistics on there that aren't true, and it was using hateful words, and it was just a hateful, hateful message.
Well, these are the things that we talked about going into the plebiscite when we said, and a lot of people said, you know, the politicians just need to get in and do their job, what they're there to do.
Because it would stop this.
Yeah, exactly. And these are the things we said would pop up throughout.
And this,
is what we're seeing.
Exactly, so, right. And I think that was what I was so worried about going ahead with something like a plebiscite, is that, you know, obviously older people in the gay community, it's so hurtful and so horrible to them. But hopefully, you know, they have a stronger mind and a stronger sense of, you know, they don't have to read it and don't have to look at it. Well, it's all those younger kids in the community that are going to be affected by this.
Here's the thing. We're not saying people can't have their say. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
That's fine. But when you use hateful words and derogatory words, I mean, think of it like racism, right?
Exactly.
Say if you were talking about an Indigenous person and you got on a poster and used words that you knew, that you know are hurtful to an Indigenous person, they're the things we're talking about. That's
exactly.
not you having your say. That's you
spreading
bullying
hate.
And putting down people.
Exactly right.
And that's not what they're trying to do by trying to get the equal rights. That's not what they're not coming out and attacking straight people. They're just saying all we want is an opportunity to have what you've got.
Exactly right.
That's
the
all
same
we're
rights.
After.
And it's a message of love.
No, I'm straight. It doesn't affect me. Do you know what I mean?
It's not. Yeah, exactly.
I hope they get all they can. I hope that it's all sorted.
Yeah.
You know, it needs to be sorted.
I just wanted to quickly read out something. One of my mates I can't remember where I've known her from, but she's a bit older than me, and she's been in a gay relationship for, I think, about 15 years, her and her partner, and they've wanted to get married for a long, long time. And I read something on her Facebook that kind of took me by surprise, and I just wanted to share that. If you are on the fence at the moment and something you don't really care about because it doesn't affect you and you're like, oh, I'm not going to be bothered to vote yes, then this might change your mind a little bit. She said, I'm so over this whole gay marriage issue. I'm over people saying it's just a piece of paper. If I die today, Tamika, which is her partner, is not recognised as my partner. She cannot decide whether I get cremated or buried. She can't touch my superannuation, even though we have two mortgages together. She can't decide to turn off my life support. Neither can she even come into my room at my hospital bed. Everything is out of her hands because we are not recognised by the government. It makes everything so messy, and if this was to happen, even messier. However, when Tamika was an apprentice, her Centrelink payments were cut because they recognised us as a couple living together. This is the part that I was really shocked about. The government recognises us to take our money, but they will not recognise us for anything else. So why should the government have the right to recognise them as a couple when it's about them and getting money from them, but they don't want to give them the same rights to get married? It doesn't make sense.
I don't even think the government know what they do and
they
don't want.
They don't know what's going on. They literally are picking and choosing when they want to recognise two people as a couple.
Mm.
They're literally
just doing things to make them sort of keep their position. They're
exactly.
fearful of their jobs and they don't want to step on any toes.
Yeah.
So it is all a mess. But look, even us just talking about it in the lead up to August 24, even if we do get through to that one person that
and hopefully there is one
mind.
Person,
yeah.
even if you weren't going to vote no,
yep.
there's a lot of people out there that probably are going to go, oh, I'm not going to go out of my way to do that. If you are that person and, you know, in any way this is getting through to you, just vote yes. It's really simple. You just register your details and it's literally a moment out of your time and your life that's going to make a big change to a lot of people.
After August 24, how long does it take until we find out?
I think it might be November.
Okay, November.
I think that they take to collect all the votes. I think it was November 11, but I'm not sure.
That'd be a lot to go through and find out it's a no.
I mean, it costs millions and millions of dollars that we shouldn't be spending.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Well, the cycle goes on.
Yes.
Day in, day out until we put an end to this thing. But, you know.
You've got 2 days left.
Yeah,
even if you do want to have your say and you will vote no, I mean, everyone is entitled to their opinion. But, yeah, you got to get in and vote.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Trady
V.
Lady.
All right. Nathan is in Nora Head. Morning, Nathan.
Morning, Nathan.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Very well, thanks, Nath.
Shalom, shalom. Break a plate.
Break a sicky hotline call.
Mazel tov. Are you Jewish, Nath?
It was the sicky hotline call before six.
I'm thinking about converting now.
See?
Well, you can convert to Jewish, because if you don't know how to say Judaism.
Judaism.
I didn't know, Nath. Did you know that, mate?
Brilliant.
I don't know. I can do it.
Oh, mate, I tried to understand the best I could, but I'm a tradie.
You and me both, Nath. Oh. We can convert together.
You're taking on Kathy this morning. Morning, Kathy.
Hey, Kath.
Morning.
Welcome to the show. Good luck this morning. If we could just get you to turn the radio down in the background just a touch.
Perfect.
That'd be great.
All right, guys. Your buzzers are tradie and lady. Buzz in when you know the answer. Question number one.
Come on, Nath. You got this, mate.
How many 5-cent pieces make up a dollar?
Tradie.
Yes, Kathy, you're in first.
20
is correct. Nice work. One to the ladies.
Haven't seen
two.
One in years, a 5-cent piece.
I used one like a
for
couple
what?
Of days ago.
No.
Oh, it was something ridiculous.
Yeah.
No
They're
one's
annoying.
Using them.
Sit in my car.
Question number two. Name NASA's famous telescope that was launched in 1990 and is still operating.
Oh, no one's going to know this. God.
I love how producer Rachel's like, yes, they will. Like, she's giving us the look like, as if they don't.
Because she already knows the answer because she looked it up when she did the questions. Did you know the answer to this before you looked it up?
Yes, it's like the only telescope we ever talk about.
Wrong. It's Hubble.
Hubble. Never heard of
it. Never heard of it. Good question,
though.
You've
never heard of the Hubble telescope?
No. Never heard of it. I've heard of Sputnik.
Oh, my God.
Hey, have you guys heard of the Hubble telescope?
No.
That was brilliant.
Seriously?
Hey, if anyone's heard of the Hubble telescope,
call through now.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16.
If you're on Rachel's side, call through.
No, because no one will call now.
Yeah.
No, they will. They probably will. Question number three. Still one to the ladies. How many minutes make up an hour?
30.
Yes, Nath, you're in first.
60.
Well done.
60 is correct. Question number two. Which uni has campuses at both Arimba and Callaghan? There's not many unis on the coast.
Tradie.
Yes.
Yes, Nathan.
University of...
Smart people. What was that? University of the Central
Coast. New legend. Good guess, but no, it's not the University of the Central Coast. It's Newcastle Uni.
Yeah.
No one's going there anyway. Question number five.
Shalom, shalom, mate.
Two to the ladies and one to the tradies.
That's it.
How many stars are there on the New Zealand flag? Yeah, this is a bit tough.
Have a crack.
The New Zealand flag, very similar to the Australian flag.
Yeah. Anybody?
3, 2, 1. It's 4. They don't have the big star on the left underneath the Union Jack. Question number 6. 2 to the ladies, 1 to the tradies. Which English singer-songwriter launched Gingerbread Man Records? We also play him way too much on this station.
Tradies
in.
Yes, Nathan.
Ed Sheeran.
He got it off the clue, I think.
Two
of the piece. Rach has got a final question to decide this thing this morning.
Go for it,
Here
Rach.
We go,
the final Rach. Question.
Here we go.
Name one of the telescope. Anchors. Name one of the anchors on Sunrise.
Tradies in.
Nathan.
Koshy.
All I do is
win, no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never give up.
Nathan's singing along to the tune. Bree takes a sip of her tea. She's not happy the ladies have lost this morning.
Devastated. Sorry, Kath. For Kathy.
Sorry, Kath.
Nice work, Nathan.
Well played, Nathan.
Thanks,
good on you, mate. You're a great winner and due for the tradies to have a win too. It's now 3 to the tradies, 7 to the ladies. And look, you can give Dad the gift of movies this Father's Day with an Event Cinemas gift card. Tickets to see Ryan Reynolds' latest movie, Hitman's Bodyguard, in cinemas August 31. Just gone 6:18.
Why have you got your arms crossed?
Just go to line 1 and line 4, please,
oh, look,
for me.
There's no time. We've got to go to the ads.
Yeah, we really need to get
no,
to the ads.
No, quickly,
here come the ads,
go
guys.
To line 4.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
News is next. Got a big show. Got big cash limbo to get to this morning.
Yeah, look at the time. Probably
no.
Need to.
No.
Birthday banger to Bruno Mars is coming up in the show. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good. That's awesome. You and five friends.
Yeah, the eclipse
up.
In the
also,
States.
Also, the pink... World famous rooftop.
The world famous, of course.
You can sign up right now.
And if you do look at your phone lines
CVIP.
Right now, you've got two people waiting on the line.
Who are these guys?
I think you should answer it.
Who
say hello
cares
to Terry.
About some stupid
I think you should
telescope.
Say hello to Terry in Gosford. Morning, Terry.
How are you going, Bree? Go on.
How you going?
Hey, Tez.
Terry.
What do you got for us, mate?
Mate, look, I could not believe that you did not hear about the Hubble telescope.
Thank you, Terry.
Calm down, mate.
Have you never, ever seen the news?
No.
Mate, we both know that Gandhi and I aren't the sharpest tools in the shed.
I'll give it to you, Bree. And Gandhi, I mean, like, you know, Gandhi, you're probably too busy looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
And Bree, I mean, you're out there trying to, you know, pick up all the blokes you can.
And failing.
You've never seen the news at all.
Mate, when on the news have they mentioned the Hubble boring telescope? Yeah, but who picks up that information? I just care what they look at. I don't care about the telescope.
Terry wins this morning.
No, he doesn't. No.
It's even better. It's about to get even better. Say hello to Ray. Oh, Ray's on
Terry,
the line as
that
well.
That was hilarious.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Ray.
Morning, Ray. What's up?
I found the rock that you guys were living under.
Thank you.
It was covered by the Hubble telescope.
The Hubble telescope.
Is it that big,
Ray?
In a third world country, deep in the Amazon, where they actually have images of deep space made by the Hubble telescope, and it even solved the mystery of the Hitchhiker's Guide.
Really?
So if you guys are that far out...
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Don't you know what that is?
No, never heard of that either. No.
Oh, my God.
That is Roland Rachel. Under
rock number two.
What's this
under
thing that everyone keeps talking about? NASA? What is that?
Oh, thank you, Terry and Ray. You guys are legends.
They both won me over.
Thanks for calling us this morning.
They were good guys.
Out of the whole of the coast, two people heard of the Hubble.
No, there was four people lined up. Ali called as well, and so did Narelle.
Look how passionate Rachel is.
Over some stupid NASA telescope.
Because it's really cool.
Like a band, like when a band plays, I don't care what kind of guitar they're using. I just care about the music they play.
But you know all those deep space images that comes from this telescope?
Yeah, I only care about the images. I don't care about the Hubble telescope.
No, I don't even care about the images.
Get up with Bree and Gandhi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
That was Versace on the Floor by...
Bruno Mars. David Guetta.
But now we have the semi-finals of Battle of the Schools. It's all thanks to Red Energy, proud supporters of the community, letting us give 10 grand to a lucky school out there. Here you go.
Let's do it.
Head to cfm.com.au for Brian Gaundy's Battle of the Schools. 101.3 CFM.
Lockie from St. Phillips wanted to give it a crack.
I was going to say, you just sounded so more articulate then, but it was Lockie.
Well done, Lockie.
Nice work, Lockie.
How did it feel, mate? You wrote that script last night before he came in. Do you want to do radio, do you, Lockie?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I don't mind doing some.
Yeah, there you go.
Kill it.
It's exciting. We've got our semi-finals. Lockie's back. Cooper's here as well from St. Phillips. So.
Yes, and we've also got from St. Pat's Isabella and Andy. They're back in action. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Okay. Oh, bit low key.
You weren't here
when
Andy played last. He's a silent assassin over there. Same with Isabella.
Okay, let's test.
I like to go under the radar, but
let's
you guys
test the buzzer of some Pats, guys. Go for it.
Pats.
Oh, you need to be louder than that.
We
got to really
be loud,
do.
Guys. We got to be loud. One more time.
You'll get drowned out.
Ready? One more time. Go.
Pats.
Okay.
That's better.
Here we go with St. Phillips. Go.
Phipps!
Oh, see, this is the thing.
No problems there.
All right, it's best of five. If you answer a question and get it wrong, you don't lose a point, but the other school does get a free crack. Winner here goes through to the final next week and will play for $10,000 for their school thanks to Red Energy. Good luck.
They're both in the zone.
Here we go.
All right, guys. Oh, I'm nervous.
Battle of the schools.
Here we go. All right, guys. Buzz in with your buzzers when you know the answer. Question number one. What did Cinderella leave at the ball?
Pats.
Pats were definitely
That's
in
Pats.
First.
A glass slipper.
Andy, a
Just
glass slipper.
Jump onto
yeah,
the
a glass slipper.
Glass slipper.
That's correct.
Well done.
One to St. Pat's. Question number two. What is the freezing point of water?
Pats. Pips.
Pats
was in.
0 degrees Celsius.
0 degrees.
Andy. With another one.
From the Silent Assassin. Wow.
Silent Assassin Jeez. Over there.
You're not
Isabella
wrong about
knows all of them too, trust me.
He's quick.
Two to St. Pat's. Question number three.
The finals are hot.
What sweet food do bees make?
Pats.
Pats has got it.
Pats is in first again.
Honey.
Honey is correct. That is 3 out of 5. They've done it. Pats have just come in.
Silent assassins over in the corner.
Andy and the fist pump between them both. Quick on the buzzer.
It's literally about being quick on the buzzer because I guarantee Cooper and Lockie would have known every answer. Am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. And they were quick too.
Yep.
Good game, guys. Good game.
You guys were very quick. St. Pat, you through to the final. Congratulations.
Nice work, guys.
Next week, they'll play for $10,000 for the school.
That is huge. Yes. That is massive. And big thanks to the guys from St. Phillips. And you know what? You go away not empty-handed, because Lockie will have a job here very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah!
We've
got a chance on the radio.
Very, very soon.
Massive thanks to Red Energy as well. Just like the kids, the sponsor gives 110%. Red Energy, they're proud supporters of the community, and you can swap over and get your energy bills done by Red Energy.
I will be doing that soon, because mine is through the roof.
Thanks for coming in, guys. Back at the school.
Well done. Woohoo!
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
This is an uphill sell, I know, because you're not excited about it.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it.
Get excited about the eclipse today.
I can't.
You know, it's rare stuff. It's the Great American Eclipse. And off the back of it, Bonnie Tyler, she's gone to number one on the charts. The Total Eclipse of the Heart. She sung this on a cruise ship off Florida as the eclipse was happening and she went by. I mean, is that not a moment? The moon covering the sun.
But I'll get on board because you're into it, I guess.
Well, one man who's gone on a mission to find the best spot to see the eclipse in the States is our man, the sloppiest reporter in the world. Does a bit of Hamish and Andy work, but this is where it's all important, the Bree and Gaunzi Show. It's Brad Blanks.
Morning, Brad.
Hello, Brad.
Hey Bree. Hey, Gaunzi. Hey, Gaunzi, I tell you what, you've set me a big task here trying to woo Bree into come to the other side to join us eclipse lovers.
Yes.
These people that are going to... I'm now going to seek eclipses throughout the world, Bree, and I want you to join me, darling. Come on.
Woo.
Fire up.
Brad, I will follow you on this journey, my friend. It's one of those things I don't give a stuff about any other day of the year, but on the day that it's on, I'm all about it, mate. What's going on? Where are you? What have you seen?
It was beautiful. All right, I'm Hopkinsville, Kentucky, but it took me about 4 hours this morning to figure out that I was actually in a town just down the road called Cerulean. So I had the wrong town the whole time, and I had someone actually had to help me get me in the right spot. But Cerulean is a little town 6 miles out of Hopkinsville, South Kentucky, and it was where the number one spot in the world was where you would have got the most amount of time of eclipse time, where the moon interrupted the sun's day and was there for about 2 minutes and 41 seconds. So it went fantastically. We danced, we cried, I sculled a can of beer. It was fantastic.
See, it's fun. It's good times, Bree.
How many other idiots are there with you, Brad?
Lots.
Yes, there were a couple of other idiots. There was a woman that was dressed in, which was fascinating, in big sort of African gear, and she was holding two snakes. She was a bit of a goose.
Love it.
There was small town America at its finest. This town, Hopkinsville, was planning this for the last 10 years. This is their moment to shine, and the mayor he got the job. It's like getting the mayor job for the Olympics. And then you go, oh my goodness, I'm the mayor of the Olympics now. So there's a lot of pressure on this guy. He was the mayor of Hopkinsville. He changed the name to Eclipseville yesterday, so
yes.
That he put a nice point of difference onto it, which was good. But they were fired up and pumped, and they had NASA there. That was the exciting part. NASA had come in for it. But look, Bree, I'm giving you all the hot ticket items.
It is
baby.
Hot, mate. It is hot, hot,
I mean,
hot.
I thought you were getting to the good points.
Oh, come on now.
NASA? That's a white nerdy guy.
NASA smassa.
NASA smassa. Brad, I've got to ask you, mate, what happens after the eclipse? So you get your 2 minutes 41 worth, and then when it's done, does everyone just sort of go, oh, no.
Everyone goes home and that's it. Yeah.
What happens?
Yeah, that's it. It's post-lovemaking angst. What do? You try to get the hell out of there before she sees you in your undies.
In the broad daylight.
Yeah, that's right. It's pitch black, and all of a sudden it's daylight again, and everyone's kind of disappointed. It didn't go well. Thanks for delving in there. You're like a psychologist. It did affect me, because I've cleared out. I'm hitting the highway now. I'm getting back to New York City.
Brad.
Yeah, go
just,
on.
Just to wrap this thing up, mate, can you ask Bree the big question? After it's all said and done, you've given her everything. Just ask her if she's now convinced of the eclipse. Is she on board? Because the next one is 2024. Hit her with
Brad. Will you join us in Northeast New York City, maybe, in 7 years' time? Hold our hands as we both
Please.
Look to the sun and rejoice. Please.
It'd be great.
The next great American eclipse.
Brad, Gaundy.
Yes. Join us.
I would rather watch paint dry.
Oh, come on.
But out of all of this, I'm so glad. The best thing that's come of this is that we got to talk to Brad Blanks again. That's the best thing that's come out of this.
Right. Yeah, and I hope this was as sloppy as normal.
Extra sloppy.
Extra sloppy, mate.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, Brad.
There's nothing like covering an event that no one gives a stuff about. So.
And you did it with grace.
We do it every day,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, thanks, baby.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.